Hi, Dean.
Hey,
did you get your food out of the air fryer?
I did. When I ate it, I'm ready.
What'd you cook up over there?
Not good, really. Just fish. I mean, it's good, but it's, you know, it's frozen. It's, you know what I mean? It's not like real fish, I guess.
Oh, okay. I got it. Hey, as long as it gives you your vitamins and your minerals, right? Keep it going.
That's right.
So let me know when you're ready to kind of go over that email with you, okay?
Okay. Well,
if you have questions.
Actually, I'm trying to find my domain name. I don't know how to. It's hell. Every time I punch in, it's like, this has been taken. Well, who's it been taken by? Me? You know?
Well, that's the thing. So when I looked up the Jungle Boy, the Jungle Boy's Tree Service.net.
Yeah.
As I told you, it's coming up for me to purchase the domain. Okay. It says website expired. This account has expired. If you are the site owner, click below to log in. And this is one that's by Squarespace. Okay?
Yeah, that's it. What about Jungle Square?
Now,
domain.com, Squarespace.
Now, right. Now, when I looked up the Jungle Boys Tree Service.com,
yeah.
Now that one, it doesn't even exist. When I look at the, there's nothing. So, like, when you click on the Google Business Profile page, right? The Google Business Profile page.
All right, hold on. I'll do that right now. I'm on my cell phone. You know what I mean?
It's okay. Go to the Google Business Profile page.
Google Business Profile page.
What you're going to do is type in Jungle Boys Tree Service. Just type that
right
in
now?
And it's going to show you, yeah, in the search bar. It's going to show everywhere where you're listed online.
Hold on. What am I punching in first? Google?
On Google, just type in your company name, Jungle Boys Tree Service.
Oh, okay. On Google, just punch it in.
Yeah. And then you'll see the Google Business Profile page come up.
Jungle Boys Tree Service. Just hit that. Okay. All right.
Now, you should see your Google Business Profile with the company name, pictures, phone number.
Yeah.
And it'll say website, reviews.
Yeah.
Click on the website.
Yeah, and it says this request the URL was not found on the server.
Exactly.
That's all we know.
Yeah. So what that's telling us is that domain doesn't exist. It doesn't work. So with domains, if you do not renew them every 3 years or every 5 years or whenever, you know, for however, because sometimes you could purchase for 3 years or for 5 years, right?
Right.
Before it expires, you have to renew the domain. Another 3 years or another 5 years. If you don't, it's gone.
Okay, so how do I get it back?
You'd have to purchase it. And
chances are,
if it became available, and I'll tell you, this happened to my aunt. She didn't renew her domain. And she kept saying, why is my website down? And I looked it up, and I'm all, did you know that you didn't renew your domain? And she's like, I didn't. And I'm like, no. She had some friend of hers that did the website for her. He didn't renew the domain. And he kept telling her. She lost everything. He kept telling her, oh, I'll look into it. I don't know why it's down. I didn't get a notification. And I told her, I just tried to find it. I go, and it's asking me to purchase the domain. So that tells me someone bought the domain, and now they're going to try to sell it to you for a higher price. Because someone had the domain, and they're like, if you want to purchase this domain, I got it. It would be
$199.99. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, but I just bought it again with a different credit card. I'm like, okay, you're good. You know what I mean?
Well, you'd have to look through to see where you purchased it from, but the Squarespace shows it's expired. You'd have to log in, and that's the one that's the .net. The one that's the .com
yeah.
is the one that you're looking at when you clicked on the Google Business Profile where it said website, and that's what it's telling you. So the website's not there, okay?
Okay. I mean, I'm just worried about my free login, actually. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're setting your... Okay. So now what? I mean...
So, I mean, we can build you a whole new website. That's not a big deal. But, I mean, we would have to get a domain for you if you don't have access to those domains. We're not going to charge you for having to get a new domain for you. But, I mean, pretty much, if you're wanting us to use your domain, we need the login. And if you don't have that, or you don't even have that domain anymore, it's kind of like we can't build it using a domain that no longer exists.
Yeah. Account, email, Squarespace login. Login to Squarespace. So if I try logging to Squarespace, my domain should be there, right?
Maybe, I don't know. You'd have to log into it and see what it tells you.
Squarespace.com, account settings, profile, I'm logged in, so. I don't know. Anyway, what we, Jungle Moist Tree Service, change your email address. Anyway, we shouldn't be doing it. So what are we doing here? So we can't do that until I can do this, is what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying. You brought up about the website, so that's why I was helping you out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You brought up the website. That's why I was discussing it with you and trying to explain to you what I see and stuff. But, that doesn't mean you can't be on Google on the first page if you don't have the website, right? What I had emailed you guys, right, was just basically showing you what we include in our package. So typically what this package is going to include is the first page placement both on Google and Bing. So the Google Business Profile is what we would manage and optimize it and maintain it on the first page by keywords and search terms. Okay, you guys continue to hold the ownership of the profiles. We're just managers. This is going to also, we call it an exclusive listing because, Dean, we work with one business per industry, per area. What that means for you is we're not going to turn around and sign up one of your competitors. We would be working against ourselves if we did that. And it's Google guidelines that are given to us, being a channel partner to them. Now, also, you guys would have Facebook advertising, okay? Pretty much with Facebook, how it works is if someone's doing that search on Google for your services, let's say they didn't call you, right? But now they're on Facebook looking at pictures or stories. Well, that's when they would see your ad appear. Now, Facebook ads work really well because they retarget. Now, we could retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. So as soon as they click on the ad, they're calling you directly. I know a lot of our clients have seen great results. Have you created a business Facebook page yet? Have you set one up?
I think my son did that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Facebook.
Okay. I'll take a look and see if I could find it. But pretty much what we're doing is managing the Facebook ads. Now, in addition to that, our popular directory submission is always Yelp, Facebook, and Apple Maps. Now, of course, if you already have profiles there, right? I mean, we're not going to create you new ones.
Yeah.
But we want to make sure that if we're updating your information, that we're updating it across the board. Now, as far as the website, I would include the website for you guys. We would build it, host it, and maintain it. We attach it where your business is listed so that they can see the quality work that you guys do, get to learn more about the company. But the websites that we build are also Google compliant and mobile friendly. And they have the automatic SEO settings that will also help with the ranking. We can even set it up if you want clients to book appointments with you through that site. It's what we call the My Site. And then we also include what we call the mobile platform. Now, anytime that someone is performing a search and they're using their iPhone, their Android, or even their tablet to search for your services, they would also find you listed on that first page of Google immediately. Pretty much what we're offering you, it's going to cover all of your bases, okay? And The discounted rate that I offered him was $299 a month with a one-time $99 setup fee. So basically, his initial investment is $398 to get it started, but $299 every month after that with no contracts, no click fees. That is a true flat rate. And it won't change whether he's been with us 6 months or 6 years. He's grandfathered into that rate.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now, we're going to, of course, ask for you guys to stick it out 2 months. What we call it is a two-month verbal agreement. But you pay monthly. If at any time you decide, listen, we're good, we want to part ways, the only thing that we're going to ask is that you at least contact us 3 business days before your billing is due. So okay. That way you don't incur that charge, okay? Simply part as friends. No cancellation fee. Now, when it comes to the website, right, I want to be very transparent with you. The website, you can continue to pay $49 a month, and we will continue to host and maintain that website and optimize it, okay, make any changes that need to be done. Or you could say, you know what, I just want the domain. The domain would be a one-time charge of $99, and the domain would be yours. But you would need to find someone to recreate the website and host it. Or you could just say, I just don't even want it. Okay, those would be your options.
So we pay $99 for the domain, and it'll be how much for the website?
No, if you pay $99, this would be your options.
Yeah.
If you canceled, you could say, I only want the website for you guys to continue to host it and maintain it. That's okay. $49 a month. Okay. Now, if you don't want that and all you want is the domain, okay?
Yes.
Because we're going to get a domain closest to the business name. Then the domain is a one-time charge of $99. We transfer the domain to you. It's yours. But now you're having to either recreate the website yourself or find someone to create the website and host it.
Right. So when you say you're going to host it, what?
So hosting, what hosting means is that we're keeping all the files, pictures, and everything for that website. It has to be hosted somewhere on a server.
Okay. Okay.
And that's what we're doing. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I just like to be very transparent and upfront because that's the way I am, even in my personal life. I think my kids don't like that because I would rather be straightforward, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, again, it's just because I hear horror stories from other business owners that they're told one thing or someone didn't mention something. And then it's like, you know, it kind of leaves a sour taste in your mouth. And I like to be very upfront. This way we're both on the same page, you know?
Now, what do you do with the website? If I want to make changes, what do I do?
Oh, that's a great question. So, Dean, I mean, the websites that we build, right?
Yeah.
It's created where for the business owner that doesn't want nothing to do with it because they don't have time.
Yeah.
But it's also created for the business owner, right, that wants to be a little bit of hands-on. You're going to have the login. You can actually go in yourself, too, and even change photos around our content, or you leave it to us to do it all. If you're wanting us to update pictures...
But I want to ask you to tell you what I want done, though, right?
When we're setting this all up, we have a technician that you're going to have a phone call with. The technician is the one that's going to talk to you about the website, the Facebook ads. They're going to talk to you about your keywords, the search terms. They're going to go over more in detail, right?
Oh, okay.
We're doing all the work. But they go over all that with you because we want to make sure that, okay, hey, this is what we're writing in the bio part, like the story about your company. Okay, these are where you're going to send photos, Dean, of the work that, you know, Dylan's done. We need these pictures. Do you have a business logo? If not, we'll create one for you. It's not going to cost you more money. But if you have a business logo, we'd love it so that way we can add it in, right?
Right.
So we're still taking all of your input on everything, but we're doing all the work.
Because
we know, you work too. You know what I mean?
Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'll be super, super transparent with you on this part. if you sent us 10 photos and three of those photos were blurry or they were just, it was just dark pictures and they don't do your business justice, we're not going to post those photos. I'm going to tell you that right now. We're going to post pictures that are going to make you look professional. So if the resolution is not good, we're not going to post it. Because then what does that say about us? We're just throwing anything up there regarding your business. And that's not going to help you. So, and we'll let you know that too. Like, hey, those pictures, the resolution wasn't so good. Do you have any other ones? Can you take more, can you take a picture with better lighting? Because we want to make sure that the photo's doing your business justice, you know?
Right. Now, how would, when they look, so you set up, so they would also set up to where, I guess our email will be on there, or our phone number will be on there, like.
The phone number. Yeah. Like currently right now, the phone number that shows on the Google Business Profile page is actually the number that you and I are speaking on. Okay.
Right.
I know Dylan has a different phone number, but I'm assuming that this is the number that you guys would want listed for the business because it's the one that's showing everywhere that I'm seeing you guys listed.
Right.
It shows this phone number. Okay.
Right.
Now on the website, if you also wanted to add Dylan's number on there, we can. But Google, you know, is only going to allow one phone number. So we're going to click on that number and call it. It's a click to call. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we don't put your physical email address there unless if you want the email address to show for the business. Pretty much people are going to call you. On the website, there is a lead form that they could fill out. So, like, if they didn't have time to call you, but they have a question, they can actually fill out that form and you guys will get that in an email. It's what we call hot lead. We don't want you to miss anything. You know?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Like they can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's a lead form. So it'll have where they could put their name, their phone number, their address and what their question is. So this way you can reach out to them. Yeah. Cause that to us tells us it's someone who's interested. They just don't have time to call. Right?
Right. Okay.
So that's what it pretty much is, all in a nutshell.
Yeah.
And you have a customized tracking and reporting system, too, along with this. So,
and then we get billed so I can put in my taxes and stuff?
So basically how it works is like this. You and I set up the account. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to go over billing information. We're going to first verify, make sure everything's listed correctly. We're going to go over billing information. Before I process the payment, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording that's going to outline the service agreement, the billing date, the amount. It's going to say it's a 2-month verbal agreement. When your second payment is, it's going to say that it goes month to month. If you need to cancel, call 3 business days before the billing is due so you don't get charged. Once we get through that voice verification recording, then I process the payment and you get the receipt. Within a couple minutes. Well, you and I are on the phone.
Yeah.
Well, you're getting the receipt emailed both to you in an email and it comes in a text message. We send it both ways. You and I are going to be doing some notes. We're going to schedule your client interview with a technician. Depending on what time is best for you tomorrow, the sooner we get you through the client interview, the faster we're moving. Okay?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Now, also, before you and I even disconnect, okay, I'm going to walk you through the receipt because you need to save it for your tax purposes. As you know, and I don't have to really remind you of this, it's a write-off.
You're
you know
right.
what I mean?
Well, I'm just saying, if it's going to be monthly, though, every month
you're going to get a receipt every month. As soon as the payment processes, you get a receipt. It goes right directly to you. Whatever email that you want us to have on file, like I know you gave me 2 emails, so I would recommend – that we use the email that you check frequently so that way you know where your receipts are going and any correspondence from us. If for some reason, just say if, you didn't see your receipt, just call us and we'll send it right to you right then and there. But as soon as the payment goes through, the receipt gets sent to you immediately. We have to send you the receipt.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, I guess, you know, what I'm going to do when we hang up, I'm going to try to pull up, try to find my website, just so you know that. But I know I just paid a month ago So I could have swore that I got that domain name. This doesn't say who owns that thing. It could be me.
No, it doesn't say. All it says is to purchase the domain. Is what it tells me on my end.
Well,
you know what I mean? Remember I told you earlier what it was saying, and I'm like, I don't know why it's even saying that. And I searched for it by the .com, but then it says that the URL doesn't exist. So there's got to be something off on it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and you have time, I mean, to let us know, hey, this is my domain and this is what I want to use. Or you could say, you know what, you guys can go for it. It's not a big deal. But obviously, if you have your domain, we would prefer to use yours. You know what I mean? Because it's your domain. You already paid for it. You know?
I paid for Squarespace, too. They're charging me $40 a month. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there should be
a way to go into Squarespace to be able to see where the domain's at. If we're going to use your domain, all I'm saying is that we need your login so that we can use your domain. Okay?
Yeah.
So what I wanted to ask you, so when setting up the account, Dean, what's the email that you prefer to use? Because you gave me your personal one, but then you gave me the one for the business.
Yeah. Well, I would say, I don't know. I check them both, but I mean, I always have my phone on me.
Uh-huh.
Can I change that at any time though?
You can change it at any time, hon. Yeah, you could tell us next week or 3 weeks from now, hey, I want to change it to this email. Yeah.
Yeah. This is just for billing purposes, right?
Just for billing purposes, and any correspondence from Local Splash, we would reach out to you too on your email. Like if we call you and you don't answer, we're going to email you or we'll text you. You know what I mean? Because we want to make sure that we keep the open communication. So it could be your personal one, or it could be the business one. Up to you.
Yeah, we'll do the personal one. I always check that.
And if you need to change it, just let us know. Okay?
How do I already know?
Well, I'm going to send everything over to you right now. I'm going to start sending you phone numbers because there's a phone number that I need you to save. Yeah, I'm going to walk you through this whole process, okay?
All right.
So first off, what I'm going to do here, give me 1 second.
So I can call you back tomorrow or something and say, hey, we'll do the main thing in the website. But like right now, after we hang up, I'm going to lay on the couch, put my comfy clothes on, you know.
All last.
All relaxed. And I'm just going to lay there and I'm going to still put my Christmas tree on because I still have it.
Oh.
I'm going to fire that up in the dark and I'm going to try to find this damn domain name.
Hun, even if you called us tomorrow and said, hey, I got the domain, I'd be like, okay, cool. Give us the domain, you know? Yeah, don't even worry about that. You're totally fine. Okay.
Yeah, but I know Dylan said he may want you to do the website thing too, right?
Yeah.
And to do that website is how much again?
It's nothing. It's included.
Oh,
I'm not charging additional.
Website.
Yeah, I told you that.
No, I just got all these numbers written down. I got $99. I got
$99. No. Okay, Dean, let me go over that with you again.
Wait. Hold on. Now I've got $49 for website. Why did I
No, hon. Okay, I'm going to explain to you why. Remember I told you, if you cancel, because you wanted to know, like, what's the cancellation process, right? I told you, if you cancel, just make sure you call 3 business days before your billing is due so you don't get charged. Right?
I wrote that down.
Now, when you cancel, if we built the website, and you cancel, for $49 a month, all we do is host and maintain your website. Even if you cancel. Okay?
I got you.
Got it?
Yes, the host and maintain website.
$99 if you cancel, or $49, excuse me, if you cancel.
Yeah.
Okay, monthly. Or, now here's the thing though. Let's say we use your domain and you don't want to pay $49 for us to continue and host and maintain the website. You don't have to. Your domain is your domain because we used your domain originally to build it. But if we used our own domain, $99. Okay?
So here's your domain. We're not going to do nothing no more with the website. Go do your own website, but here's your domain.
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay.
But if we purchase the domain, because you didn't have one and you want our domain after you've canceled, it's a one-time charge of $99. Okay?
I got you.
Perfect.
All right.
Now,
perfect.
To your personal email, I'm sending you right now another email, and it's going to say Client Dashboard Analytics. Now, Dean, that's just going to give you an overview of our reporting system on when you're tracking your results with us, okay? So just to kind of give you an idea of how it will look. I'm also, right now, because you can get text messages on this phone number too, right? The one we're speaking on? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you the number to our customer service. Now, I want you to save this 877 number in your contacts under our company name, Local Splash. So this way you never lose our phone number. Now also, our hours of operation are always Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, Pacific Standard Time. Remember, you're 3 hours ahead of me. So we're always here for you 10 to 7, your time. Okay? On that text message, and please confirm with me that you received it, on that text, all right, I also included your username and your password for your client dashboard. Now, the username is your phone number with no dashes and no one before the area code, just 412-523-0210. The password is good online.
Yeah.
One word, lowercase. Okay? Please save our phone number. That's your homework. Okay, one of your assignments.
877-635-6225.
Yes, sir. Okay. I won't give you a whole lot of tasks to do today, I promise.
Okay.
Beautiful. All right. Now, Dean, do you spell your name the way I spelled it? D-E-A-N?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your last name?
Zezza.
Zezza? Okay.
Z-E-Z-Z-A.
Is that Italian?
Yes.
My favorite.
Nah.
I swear, I think I was Italian in my past life. I'm Hispanic, and Italian's my favorite food. I always get cannolis for my birthday.
Really?
That or strawberry cake. Straight out.
I like cannolis myself, but we do cannolis, you know.
Do you?
Leave the guys make the cannoli.
Yeah, over here in Cali, where I live at, there's like a little mom and pop shop. There's a couple of Italian, delis.
Oh my gosh.
Like, no one knows how to make Italian food unless you go to like a straight hole in the wall mom and pop place, you know? But I go to this one and they're Sicilian. But their food is amazing. They actually import a lot of their cheese and their tomatoes from Italy. And you could totally tell the difference. Totally tell the difference.
When I make my stuff, I get the canned.
You do everything from scratch? The gravy and all?
Yeah, it depends, you know what I mean? But whenever I make my sauce and whatnot, I get the Italian tomatoes from, their stamp and stuff. Because there's so many Italian stores in Pittsburgh. There's so many. Because there's a lot of Italian's ancestry down here.
Yeah.
And, you know, Italian bakeries, Italian restaurants, Italian grocery stores.
You want to hear something funny? You're going to crack up when I tell you this. So we're Hispanic, right? We're Mexican. My sister-in-law, my husband's only sister, her husband's Italian. In fact, his sister is a Carmelite nun. His only sister, right? But his parents, the first year we had Thanksgiving with them, they brought the antipasto, right?
Okay.
You know, when you're Italian, you eat in courses, right? I think there's what, 5 courses? Okay. So we're like, Mexicans don't eat like that. You know what I mean? We just eat all at once, right?
Right.
And so his dad was like, well, Daniel, aren't we going to sit down and pray and eat the antipasto together? And he goes, Dad, they're Mexican. They don't eat like that. Like, they don't eat courses.
Right.
And her father-in-law was just like kind of looking at us like kind of strange. I mean, they got used to it now, but his aunt, makes, his aunt makes a lot of the recipes of his grandmother's. And oh my gosh, I told him the next time your Aunt Kathy is having you guys over there to make like your favorite Italian dishes, I am so in the car with you guys because the meatballs are like mouthwatering. You know what I mean? And she does like her own pasta, her own gravy, everything. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
Yeah. What do they make for Christmas? I mean, we made a Christmas Eve is one thing. We did the seven fishes.
I was just going to say the seven fishes,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right. My ex-wife is full-blooded Italian also, and we would go over to her mom's, my mother-in-law's, ex-mother-in-law's.
Uh-huh.
God rest her soul. But she, yeah. So we'd go there Christmas, New Year's Eve. Christmas Eve. Then we go to my mom's, and we'd have lasagna. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you know what's funny is my mother-in-law, she's half Italian and Lebanese. So with her for Christmas, I mean, we do our traditional tamales or whatever, but mainly like my mother-in-law will have the lasagna, right?
Okay, good.
Now my brother-in-law, his family, his aunt does the Feast of the Seven Fishes, right? The Feast of the...
Yeah, yep.
She does that because that's what his grandma used to do.
On Christmas Eve or Christmas
yes.
Day?
I think it was Christmas Day is when they would do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think it's just different, you know, depending on how you grew up, right?
Yeah. Well, and plus, you know, your father, too. So my father's like, I don't want to see no turkey, no ham. I want to see gnocchi, and I want to see lasagna, you know. And with five kids, there was like seven of us just like getting filled up on dough.
Yeah. Right?
Like,
oh my
like
gosh.
Animals, like little animals.
Yeah.
Oh boy. But anyway.
That's so funny. And so I was going to ask you just verifying the information like regarding the business, right? Because I want to make sure everything's notated correctly. That's
okay.
Like super, super important. So I'm just pulling up right now what the Google Business Profile page says. Let me see here. How's the weather over there right now? Kind of cold?
Well, I work, you know, for Public Works in Pittsburgh, the Allegheny County, the county. And we loaded up all our salt trucks. It's supposed to be freezing rain tonight.
Oh,
and,
man.
Yes, we have a crew staying late till midnight and then another crew coming in at midnight to relieve them. So we'll see how it works out. Hey, if nothing happens, that's good. They're still getting our overtime, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no kidding. Jungle Boys Tree Service LLC is how it currently reads. That's correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you remember where did he pin verify the business, or did you do that? Did you set it up?
What do you mean verified it?
Did you verify it in Cheswick? 15024, the zip code?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Good. And then let's see here. Dean, for the billing, okay, I'm going to walk you through the voice verification first. It's going to outline the service agreement. But again, as I mentioned, it's an added form of protection for you that we send in writing with your invoice with the receipt.
Okay.
When I'm walking you through it, please do me a favor. If there's something you don't understand, just say, Nadine, wait a minute, what does that mean? So that you and I can review it, and then I can rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process the payment. Does that sound good?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of the order, please state the name of the business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
So I say that now, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, Jungle Boys with an S, Tree Service, comma, LLC, the caps. Yeah.
Thank you. Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Dean, D-E-A-N, Zezza, Z-E-Z-Z-A, And I guess, I don't know, my title's, I guess, management or something. I don't know.
You could be the manager. Could be co-owner. I know that you manage it for Dylan. You're like, I'm not co-owner. Yes,
I do.
So I'll put you down.
Yeah.
I'll put you down as the manager.
Yeah.
Now, is it okay that we mention Dylan authorized to make changes to the account? I know he kind of leaves it up to you to help him with it, but I do want to notate him on the account. Like, if he called to make a change, he is able to. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Now.
D-Y-D-Y-L-A-N.
Yes. That's exactly what I have. Same last name, right? Zeza?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Let me just update that. Only because if he were to call and make a change, I don't want them saying, well, you're not on the account. We need Dean to call us to give you permission, okay?
Yeah, you know. Yeah, okay. If I'm not around, you know, God forbid, you know.
And Dean, so you're the marketing manager for the account. Now,
okay.
Also, I have noted that your son, Dylan Zeza, is the owner and also authorized to make changes to the account, correct?
Correct.
And you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is very important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, Dean, I want you to be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors, okay, that are unrelated to local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local Splash?
That's why you want me to put that phone number in, right?
Right. Because what I'm saying is this, right? Sometimes we might call you with an update. All we're asking, you might not be able to pick up the call because you're obviously in the middle of work.
Yeah.
Just respond to us within 24 business hours, okay? So that's
okay.
Why we ask you to just be responsive. Now,
okay.
I also want you to be aware that you might get a company that's trying to sell you another type of online product and they are not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you for more money. In fact, right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a security question on your account to protect it, okay? The security question, you could choose it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like?
My mother's her last name?
Yes, her maiden last name. Okay.
Yes.
What was her maiden last name?
Okay. I'll give myself away here. It's Belovic. She's Croatian.
No way. Oh, wow.
Okay. The B, capital B, E, L, A, V, I, C.
Okay. Belovic? Okay. So, the reason that we put the security question, and I want you to get into the habit of this, whenever we call you, always ask, what's my security question? Because if someone hangs up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
I got so.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Give me an example. Like my Yelp, you mean?
So I'll give you an example. That's a perfect example. We know you're already doing Yelp, right?
Yes.
So that's we're already aware of that. But let's say you were going to do some other type of online product, right? We know you have Angie's and you got Home Advisor. But if you were going to do something else, we just ask you, just give us a call, give us a heads up so that way we can go back and make sure it's not a service that we're already providing because we don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. That's what that means.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is February 5th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means, Dean, is that your second payment would be charged on March 5th, 2025 in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once that term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the fifth day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue that agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is a number that I asked you to save from the text message, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, all we ask is that you contact us at least 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you do not incur the charge and we part as friends. Okay, there's no cancellation fee.
Right.
Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to be updating the package, and then we'll process your payment. Oh, finance wanted me to tell you, where did their message go? Give me 1 second. Our finance department wanted me to tell you congratulations on the business. They did want me to extend to you. There's 3 different offers that they're offering you, okay? And these are options. It's a way for you to save more money. But they are offering you, if you pay for 3 months, it's $700. We call it a 3-month prepaid. So basically, you would be saving about $296 opposed to if you were paying every month for 3 months. They do offer you 6 months prepaid for $1,300, which is going to give you a savings of about, it looks like about $593. And then they offer you the year, if you wanted to prepay for the year, is $2,500. So they did want me to extend those to you if you were interested in any of them.
So basically what's going to happen here is what, $398 right now, and then if I go to the other thing, it'll be $700?
So basically how it'll work is like this. You paid $398 today, right? I haven't processed the payment, just so you know. That's why if you don't see the receipt yet, I haven't done it. If
well,
you pay
$390, you don't have our card number.
No, I don't. That's why I can't do anything.
Exactly.
You're like, wait a minute. Well, I'm not putting my card.
I have the number ready. It's just,
that's why I don't want to take it yet, because I want to run this by you first, right? So if you look at it like this, if you paid today $398, and then you know next month on the 5th, you're going to be paying the $299.
Yeah.
Well, it's already like, I think it's $697, right?
Yeah.
Within the 2 months. They offer you 3 months for $700. So it's like you're paying $3 more.
That'll get billed next month as $700?
No, that would mean you would be paying $700 today, right, if you wanted that.
And that's including the $398?
No, hon. You pay $700, and that's covering the 3 months. Yeah. And then, like... Yeah, it doesn't mean you're paying $398 today and now I'm going to charge you $700 on top of that. No. I would be like, Nadine, are you crazy?
I'm like, what's going on here?
You're like, what the? Is she trying to put in her lash fill in there and her nails? Like, what's going on here?
Right?
Yeah, my husband's like, you always try to pull a fast one on me. I'm all, no, I don't. He's all, wait a minute. You told me the nails were only this much. I'm like, oh, yeah.
He's like, I pulled a fast.
So, you know what I tell him?
25 years ago.
No, you know what I tell him? Listen, Anthony, if you want me to scratch your back, it's a lot better if I have my nails done. He's like, okay, go get them.
Through that.
So, yeah, no. So what we offer you, the financial department, what they offer you here is if you want to pay for 3 months ahead, it's offered to you at $700 to give you more of a savings. If you want to pay 6 months, it's $1,300. The year is $2,500.
I'll do the three months.
You want to do the 3 months? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So we're going to do the 3 months. So basically what will happen is I'll set it up for the 3 months prepaid. Okay, today you're going to be charged the $700. So what that means, you're not going to have a billing then on the 5th of March. Okay? So okay. Your next billing, and I'm going to let you know when that is because I want you to mark it on your calendar, okay? So I'm just figuring this out real quick before I start setting it up. So your next billing date is going to be May 5th, okay?
Right.
So it's going to carry you through May 5th. Now, right before May 5th, okay, you have the option where you could say, you know what, I want to pay for another 3 months at $700, or I want to do 6 months a year, or you know what, I want to do just month to month. Because what will happen is if you don't call us prior to May 5th, it's going to automatically renew at $299. It'll go to the monthly charge. Okay? Or you could say, you know what, let it cancel out. We're done.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
So May 5th. You got that down?
I wrote it down.
Okay, perfect. So and let me just...
I would have to let you know by then about...
I would say before. I would say before, hon. So let us know. I'll tell you. May 5th is on a Monday. Let us know. Write this down. Let us know by
Friday.
May 1st. By Thursday. Okay. At the very latest. Just to kind of buy you an extra day. In case you forget on the 1st, you got the 2nd. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You got Friday.
I got you.
So just put May 1st. So this way, it kind of gives you a couple of days ahead of time. Okay? So I'm going to do this here. So I'm just going to mark that for you. Yeah, because otherwise, if you don't say anything, then it's just going to automatically renew at $299 on the 5th.
You're right.
Okay? Of May.
It'll renew for months.
Yeah, it won't go to like, oh, now we're renewing it at $700. It won't do that. It reverts back to the monthly.
That's the 877 client number, right?
Yes, sir. Correct.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right. So let me do this. And then I'll take down the billing information. How does your schedule look for tomorrow for the client interview? What we'll do, Dean, is we block out an hour. The client interview takes about 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer, because it just depends, like, on how many questions or details you have. But I want to schedule at a time that's convenient for you. And you don't need to be in front of a computer.
I could be, because I can't get on the computer at work. And
you don't need to be. Because they're just going to be verifying information, going over a little bit more in detail. Do you prefer that it be like a time at like around this time, between 6 and 7 for you? Because I have appointments for that time tomorrow.
That's Friday night. I may not be around.
No, hon, that's Thursday. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Oh, shit. Yeah. We'll do it that
way. Are you going to a party or something?
What? When? Friday. Hey, I got women I
got to see. Oh, my Lord. You're like, I got some ladies waiting for me. Okay, so are you good?
Who knows?
Oh, you're killing me over here. Dean, do you want tomorrow between 5 and 6, 6 or 7?
Yes.
What time do you prefer?
Between 5 and 6.
5 and 6. Okay, I'm going to send you a calendar invite right now. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just going to let you know that tomorrow we'll call you between 5 and 6 o'clock, and it'll be from an 877 number. So, you know, just make sure you answer all calls within that hour, okay? If for some reason we call you tomorrow, and let's say you need 5 or 10 more minutes, you know what? Just pick up the call and say, hey, can you call me right back, and we will call you right back, okay? So let me get this sent over to you. Oh, my gosh, you're so silly. You know, every time I see your last name, you know what I think of? I always think of the Godfather, Joey Zaza.
That's what everybody says.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my gosh.
That's where the guns and cannoli came from.
Oh, my gosh. You know, we totally have the Godfather marathon. I can never, that, it never gets old for me, ever. I can watch that over and over and over.
Well, my dad made us do that, so.
Did he? Okay. And then now the card that you're going to be using for the payment, what's the name on the card? Is it your name, the business name? Is it both?
It's actually the business name, which is my son's name.
Okay. And it just reads as Dylan on there?
Yeah.
Okay, so Dylan.
It says Jungle Boy's tree. It's like all cut off. Jungle Boy's trees and it has Dylan's as underneath it. So that's one of the
Okay, no middle initial?
No.
So just Dylan, Zezza, and then it's Jungle Boy's tree. Okay.
Something like that. I don't have the card. I just have the number.
Oh, my
remember.
Lord Jesus. You don't have
no, it on takes a pitch. He takes a pitch because every time I deal with people, I go, I just sent that card. He takes a picture, and it's on my phone.
Oh, okay.
So, you know what I mean? It's, it just takes a picture of the back of it. And
okay, but you said it does have Jungle Boy's tree?
I'm going to tell you right now what it says.
Okay.
I just wrote it down so I don't flip through pictures. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Yeah, so I just wrote the number down, and I'll tell you exactly what it says.
Okay.
You give me a second.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time.
Just going to flip through these. Yeah, whatever.
Dylan.
I got... Okay, hold on. Let me go slower. I like... There it is. It says, back of the card just goes, Jungle Boys Tree S-E-R, and then Dylan Zezza underneath it.
S-E-R, and then Dylan Zezza. What's the billing address for that card?
37 Deborah.
Uh-huh.
D-E-B-O-R-A-H.
Uh-huh.
Lynn, uh-huh. L-Y-N-N. Court, C-O-U-R-T.
And that's coming up for me as Cheswick, and that's 15024.
Yep.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a citizensbank.com debit card, his business card.
Does it start with a 5 or a 4? 5 is MasterCard, 4
five.
Is Visa.
Five.
Okay,
five.
MasterCard. And what's the card number when you're ready?
5153.
Uh-huh.
3178.
Okay.
7658.
Uh-huh.
0350.
Expiration month and year?
127.
And the CVV code on the back?
273.
You said the last four were I can't even talk over here. The last four were 0350, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to be updating the package right now and processing the payment, and in a couple minutes, you're going to get the receipt sent both to you via text and email, okay? And then we're going to go over it in just a couple minutes. Now, a couple of things that I want to notate on the account, and this is just so that my technician knows where to start from. I mean, the obvious is tree service, right? I'm assuming removal, trimming, emergency tree service, anything that I'm missing? Stump grinding?
Yes.
Okay. What
well,
else?
That's about it. Trees, and if we add on later, we can just let you know.
Absolutely.
Yes, yeah, tree removal, tree trimming, stump grinding.
Emergency tree service, stump grinding. Does he do land clearing or anything like that?
Nah, he don't have that. I mean.
Okay.
He thinks he can, but he can't. He don't have the equipment for that.
Okay. Yeah, residential and commercial, right? For both?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then let me see what other notes we have here that I need to notate. Okay. I didn't see a Facebook business page for him. So we can create one unless if you talk with him tonight and ask him if he made one because I wasn't finding one anywhere. I didn't even see one. So I didn't see one. Yeah. So I don't know if you want to clarify with him if there's one because I found one, but this one looks like they're in Australia.
They are in Australia.
So they stole your name or what the heck? No, I'm just playing.
Yeah. Well, they're in Australia.
Right? It's like we travel, we go all over the world. Yeah, I was like, no, I don't think this is theirs. Okay. So I'm assuming maybe then he doesn't have one.
Facebook. Okay. I guess maybe he don't. You know what I
mean? Okay. So do you do you have a personal Facebook page, you yourself?
I do, but I don't get on that. I don't like that. Yeah.
Okay. The only reason why I'm asking is so we can create the Facebook page. It can be created either through yours or Dylan's. Okay. And, oh, wait a minute. I think I found something. Actually, you know what? I found his personal page, his personal Facebook, and it says works at Jungle Boys Tree Service, LLC.
Is the picture just his face?
No, it doesn't even have his face. It's like there's no photo on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can send you the link of the one that I found.
Sure.
Let me send it to you so that way you see what I'm talking about. I'm going to text it. The only reason why I'm saying is because we can build the business Facebook page. We just need to create it through either your personal or his personal Facebook so that way you guys have access to it. No one sees the personal page. It's just how they're all created.
Okay.
I just sent you the link.
Okay.
So when
you
open it up, you'll see what I'm talking about.
You sent it to which phone? This one?
I sent it to your phone number. Yeah, the one we're talking on right now.
That's the work phone. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, Dylan, let me see what we got here.
And then I found you on Facebook.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
Is it a picture with there's a girl in a tank top that has a pirate shirt on? Pittsburgh
what?
Pirate?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Mine?
I think this is you.
My cover page thing got just me at the beach with just my head.
Yes, but the other picture there's three gentlemen and then there's two ladies on the background photo.
Facebook. What's on your mind? Okay, I'm at mine right now. Okay.
Is that you giving the middle finger?
Is that me? I'm in the office?
Let me show you. I'm going to send you this one that I found.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me and my two brothers and sisters.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm in the middle.
Okay.
you found me.
I found you, yeah. So do you want us to build it through your personal Facebook so this way you have the full access to that business page? No one's going to see your personal page. That's how they're all created. Or do you want us to use Dean's? I mean, Dylan's.
No, you know what? Use mine.
Use yours? Okay. All right. Well, now I can match the voice with the face. I'm gosh, he's giving the middle finger. That's classic.
Just keep in mind. Yeah, okay. I'm the one with both my arms on my sister. So that's
I saw that. Aw.
Okay. Yeah, right. So, yes.
Aw. Good looking family there. What a blessing.
Yeah.
Siblings are the best. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Siblings are the best sometimes. I don't know, me and my sister, we get along and then we don't. It's all right.
Well, same here. You know what I mean? That's the problem.
Yeah.
So, you know, we kind of lived a little bit apart whenever my parents died, but, you know.
Aww.
It is what it is. That's, you know, I don't know, man. But anyway, let's get off of my family. Let's talk. What's up?
All right. Now, let's see here. Going back to, hours of operation, I have listed as showing on your profile 8 to 5 Monday through Sunday.
That's fine.
Okay. 8 to 5. Now, if for some reason the call disconnects on us, because once I hit like 60 minutes, it, for whatever reason, cuts me off, I didn't hang up, I'm calling you right back. He originally said 10-mile radius. We can go 50 miles on the Facebook ads. Do you want to keep it at 10 miles? You let me know.
Yeah. We don't want to really travel.
Yeah.
Much past,
not too far.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Well, they're big trucks and they get 5 miles a gallon, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, we're going to build...
I'll give an estimate, you know, it will take
right.
Forever.
Yeah, no, that I agree. Now, we're going to build the website, right? But you're going to let us know if we're going to use your domain. You'll